Thank you. If you see the boy I used to be, could you tell him that I'd like to find him? And if you see the shell that's left of me, could you spare him a little kindness? 'Cause I've been high and I've been low, I've spent 1,000 nights alone, trying to hold on tight and feelings come but they won't go. Please won't someone take me home before I lose my mind? Am I broken? Am I flawed? Do I deserve a shred of worth? Or am I just another fake, messed up, lost cause? And am I human? Or am I something else? 'Cause I'm so scared, there's no one there to save me from the nightmare that I call myself.
I've tried everything and anything, but nothing seems to work quite like it should. Between the madness and the apathy, seems there's nothing left inside of me that's good.
'Cause I've been high and I've been low, I've spent 1,000 nights alone, trying to hold on tight. And feelings come, but they won't go. Please won't someone take me home before I lose my mind? Am I broken?
Am I flawed?
Deserve a shred of worth, or am I just another fake, messed up, lost cause?
Am I human?
Or am I something else?
'Cause I'm so scared, there's no one there to save me from the nightmare that I call myself. Ooh.
Broken.
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 Everything is broken.
How did we get here?
Pick up all the pieces.
Will things be whole again?
Why is everything so messed up?
Can it ever be fixed?
Who is going to right the wrongs?
Where's the hope?
Am I always going to be this lonely?
Who am I?
Where do I belong?
Where's the help in the darkest times?
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper.
How does a mother ever sleep again? Or a father, or a brother, or a bystander? The senseless loss of life, of freedom, of human dignity, of childhood, every day. It's hard to watch the news, you know? It's hard to believe that anyone can treat another human being like that. How can human life mean so little? Where are the people who will stand for truth? For justice, for the lives of the innocent. It seems like today's leaders are all about serving their own self-interests. Every time we turn around, we're seeing some horrific event where riots and violence and all-out mob rule overturn leadership that's already broken, and more innocent lives are lost. Who's going to right the wrongs?
He was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sin. He was beaten so that we could be made whole, whipped so that we could be healed. The Lamb of God, his sinless Son, innocent, blameless, pure. Yet he was the victim of death threats, mob violence, beatings, political lies, and cover-ups. A targeted campaign that culminated in a cruel execution of the most brutal and inhumane kind. It was an injustice on every level. Broken then, broken now.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have brought him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love, they crucified. To be Christ, the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb.
Where do I turn to find peace with God when understanding can't be found? When my soul is restless for answers to the most eternal of questions? For the simple trust of a Sunday school and steeple bells and hope offered in humility? If ever there a time we needed hope, isn't it now? When have we ever needed it more? I want to believe there's more than this. I want to believe there's hope and freedom to be found. But it's hard not to be jaded about a system that claims to offer spiritual hope, but so often just seems broken, corrupt, judgmental, self-serving. How am I supposed to overlook years and years, even generations of systemic arrogance and spiritual abuse? Where do I turn to find peace with God? Where's the hope?
Generations of waiting for the one who'd been promised, the one who would come to break the chains and bring reconciliation with God. And when he finally came, it was to a thickly woven tapestry of religious rules to be obeyed and sacrifices to be offered again and again in a never-ending effort to atone for all the ways we all fall short. He was their hope. He was the atonement, the spotless lamb whose sacrifice would finally pay the debt and break the chains, whose death would close the gap. But to the religious leaders, those who by all accounts were dedicated to serving his Father, he was dangerous. So in the strangest twist, they became the ones who unknowingly on behalf of the people offered him as the ultimate sacrifice. Broken then, broken now.
Scar.
it's not that I mind time by myself. I'm an introvert, so I'm more than okay with time to think my own thoughts. But, well, everybody needs someone. Just one or maybe two people you know will be there when you hit the wall, who know you enough to make you believe that everything's going to be okay again, that you matter enough to keep going. But in a time where we are theoretically more connected than ever, well, right now there just doesn't seem to be much meaningful connection. The isolation, the social distance, well, that's part of it, but, well, let's just say that connection can be broken with a few thoughtless words or keystrokes. And in the darkest moment of my life, the kind of moment that you think only happens to someone else, well, the people that I thought would always be there for me are nowhere in sight. I'm alone. In every sense of the word, I'm alone. Am I always going to be this lonely?
Deserted, abandoned in his deepest agony, betrayed by strangers and those closest to him. He was alone, totally alone. Fully human, he felt the sting of the rejection of the crowds, the pain of the thinly veiled embrace of someone who called themselves a friend. The helpless separation across the courtyard from the desperate denials of his most vocal follower. Fully God, his heart tore in two as his father turned his face away. Never in all of eternity had he ever been fully alone. Broken then, broken now.
How deep the It's hard to explain, if you haven't experienced it for yourself, that sense of being in your sweet spot, of being exactly where you were meant to be. I was doing what I was made to do, and every day was so fulfilling because it felt like there was some higher purpose. It wasn't just about me. I couldn't have orchestrated it. It was just right. Until it wasn't. Until it all slipped through my fingers and there was nothing I could do. Nothing I could have done to prevent it. It was out of my hands. I had no choice but to let it go. To let that part of me die. Oh, I bargained and I prayed and I racked my brain for ways to work around it, but there is no more I can do. Nothing but wait, broken on the sidelines. And I can't help but wonder, is that all? Is there something more for me? What do I do now? Who am I?
Higher purpose? Oh, yes. Fulfilling? Satisfying? Sure, there were times. Times of meeting people's physical and spiritual needs. Times when people's eyes were open, not just to the world around them, but to the Father who loves them. Each one of those moments was written in His book before time began. But those last few days, praying, crying, sweating great drops of blood, Father, is there no other way? And then willingly submitting once again to drink the cup of suffering that was also written in His book. Those last steps alone through a torch-lit olive grove into the chamber of secret meetings in the halls of power, through the mocking crowds and up the rocky hillside to the waiting cross. Those were the moments when gratification turned to grit. Broken then, broken now.
let there be no higher name, Jesus, Son of God. You lay down your perfect life, you are the sacrifice, Jesus, Son of God. You are Jesus, Son of God. You took our sins, you bore our shame, you rose to life, you defeated the grave. A love like this the world has never known. 'Cause you took our sin, you bore
I've always wished I had a sister. My brothers are really nice guys. I have a lovely sister-in-law, and we have a really nice time when we're together. Not that it happens that often. We're just all very different people. Somehow when we were growing up, we missed that part of being siblings when you become best friends. I'm not sure how much we really know each other. As an adult, I understand now that my parents just didn't have the tools in their toolbox to grow a healthy family. They were broken people who did some things well and some not so well. It is what it is, and I try not to let anger and resentment take root, but there's a big part of me who's a little girl who's looking for someone who gets me. My circle is small. I've had a few good friends over the years, and some who've come and gone. But deep down, I think I'm always gonna feel like I'm on the outside looking in, like there's a level of belonging. I'll just never really feel like most people do in their families. So, where do I belong?
growing from a boy to a man and stepping into what he was born for meant stepping away from the family that welcomed him from the right hand of his father, from his mother's arms and his father's workshop, from his brothers and sisters who knew him but didn't really know him. He walked into the crowds that followed him for miracles and bread. And then he would retreat with those he chose to surround himself with. They worked and walked together, celebrated together, laughed together. They navigated the deep conversations of life together. They spent those last few hours together. And when push had already come to shove, they were the ones who stepped in to look after those he was leaving behind, redefining family again. Broken then, broken now.
It feels like life these days is all about death. Millions around the world, hundreds of thousands closer to home and thousands just outside my door. How do those numbers not change the way we live? The way we react to a cough or a sore throat? What if that cold isn't just a cold? What if I'm the next one to test positive, and what if I don't recover? I don't know what would be worse, to be the one who might die or to have it be one of my family or friends. Neither way, to be alone in that dark uncertainty. To not be able to share tears, to grieve together. I want to be able to say I trust in a higher plan for my life. Trust God to protect the people I love. But when the rubber hits the road, I just don't know if I'm strong enough. I don't know if I have the faith, hope. These days is fragile. So many have had their hopes, their faith broken. How do we get through this? Where's the help in the darkest times?
Broken then, broken now.
Broken then, broken now, we all sense it. We've all experienced it, love, justice, beauty, freedom, truth, power, family, religion. They're all broken to some extent. And they've broken us too. Broken our lives, broken our dreams. It's part of our shared humanity. We all mess up. We're all in this together. Nobody's exempt. It's like some alien DNA, a virus that's entered our lives, breaking, smashing, destroying. If not today, then tomorrow. Broken then, broken now. So often we feel God forsaken, abandoned, helpless, and hopeless. Where are you, God? Why won't you help? Can't you hear? Don't you care? Are you even there? And that's exactly where Jesus shows up, where we'd least expect him. Right there in the God-forsakenness, that's what Good Friday is. Think about Jesus' story for just a moment. There was no justice from the Roman authorities. Those he loved, they ran away to hide and left him alone to die. Power was abused for selfish ends. Religion was misused to silence and abuse. There was no truth or freedom. No one came to help him. The places in life that suggest to us there is no God or that he doesn't care, those are the places where we find Jesus to be present. He doesn't wait till everything's fixed and perfect. He doesn't expect us to get our act together. He's right there with you when everything's been smashed to pieces on the ground. Well, we'd all like to fix ourselves, to fix the world, to pick up the broken pieces. We'd love the opportunity to correct our mistakes, right wrongs, undo damage, recover wasted time, repair relationships, restore a lost future, avoid the wrong turns in life. But it's never so simple. We try and we fail. Consequences abound. We help and we hurt. Second chances are rare. Broken then, broken now. So what is the story of Good Friday? What does it mean that Jesus was crucified? What does it all have to do with me? How does his cruel death change anything? The Bible story begins like this. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to us all, because all sinned. We're all in this together. Every single one of us, no exemptions. Oh, I know we have better days, glorious opportunities and moments of greatness, but we're all broken. We all hurt. We all die. And when Jesus came, the Son of God, he didn't stand at some distance peering, examining, and judging. Rather, he became one of us. He accepted and made his own our brokenness, our frailty, our death. He went to the extremity of brokenness on our behalf, all the way to the cross. And he did it to rescue us, to remake us, to revive us. By taking our brokenness, he renews us. By becoming human, he recreates us from the inside out. He embodies what we can become, truly human. St. Paul compares Adam and Jesus like this. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. It's not just that Jesus makes better choices than we do. It's that he wins the battle against the forces of evil entrenched in our existence. He never succumbed to temptation. He never set himself up in opposition to his Father. His holiness, his obedience, his faithfulness destroyed the power of sin over us. If you like, he takes over our lives. He believes for us, obeys for us. He lives for us. He dies for us. He rewrites our story. The poem Malcolm Jeet writes this of Jesus. He sets his face like flint and takes our place, staggers beneath the black weight of us all, and falls with us that he might break our fall. For us, for you. Moments from the end, we read these words in John's gospel later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. Mission accomplished. He takes our brokenness. And in return, we have this great opportunity to participate in his life, to live in his wholeness. That's why Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Do you want to share in this new life? Do you want to be part of all that Jesus is doing to remake and renew our world? Have you experienced Jesus taking your brokenness aside and making it beautiful?
With your grace, run out. If I let you down, 'cause all
born to die, crushed with grief.
With grief and shame weighed down.
Cup of suffering. Not my will, but yours. A kiss.
Now scornfully surrounded.
Accusations, lies, crucify him!
How pale thou art with anguish.
Beatings, crown of thorns.
With sore abuse and scorn.
Golgotha, nails.
Me in paradise. Here is your son. Here is your mother.
My God, why have you abandoned me?
I am thirsty.
It is finished.
Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands.
Last breath. Broken then, broken now.